Areas. We have just 34 boreholes has been equipped for the past 2 years, which is supplying plus minus 368 households. Here, Chairperson, there is water that is also being delivered. And this particular water, we are delivering clean drinking water where are being provided during water scarcity period to the following areas during the year. And we have just provided plus minus 607 kiloliters to Lotes, Silindile, Shipmore, and Warburton. It must be clear that in those particular areas, Chairperson, we are having boreholes. And you find that maybe sometimes those particular boreholes, they get broken, or maybe sometimes there is a draft. And thereafter, at the end of the day, the municipality need now to go and supplement water by delivering water to the very same community. Provision delivered only during the crisis situation in those areas. That is now what I've been explaining. The electricity in rural areas and farm areas is being supplied by Eskom, as I have just said it. The Municipal Property Rates Act, implemented as from the 1st of July 2007, and that is now the thing that is now that is ongoing. But there, Chairperson, we are having a major challenge, which is now the resistance from the agriculture owners that claims that there's no service delivery that is being given to their farms, and thereafter they see no reason why they have just to pay this particular property rate. But now the municipality is consulting with the agriculture owners, and I think we will be in a position to resolve that particular problem, because from time to time we are also calling also the provincial department to come and assist us in that particular regard. Then coming now to slide number 30, which is now the capacity constraints. There we are having now the challenges that we are experiencing, and also the solutions of which we have just tried to see that if ever we can be in a position to embark on that, we'll be in a position maybe to better the service delivery. There, the attracting and retention of qualified technical staff, that is now artisans, engineers, and electricians. But there, what we have just done as a corrective measure, the recruitment and retention policy is in process of finalization. And thereafter, the second challenge is now the issue of the fleet, which is now dilapidated condition, so to say. But in that one, we have just developed the development of the vehicle replacement and maintenance strategy is in process. Also, the district there, we said that we need now to consult with it for an assistant to replace vehicles so that we can be in a position to enhance service delivery. Then we are having another challenge as an exceptional population growth rate and densification of existing residential areas is experienced, posing a challenge in the provision of the infrastructure to ensure sustainable service delivery. On that one, Chairperson, we have embarked in the development of the special development framework, as well as the land use management plan, of which it will be in a position to address that kind of a challenge. Then we are having also the challenge of the availability of land for new residential development, as well as the availability of fund to purchase the land. There we have said that the district needs now to be engaged, and we need now to go to the district for funding in terms of obtaining the land, because we know that the district is having plenty of money sitting in the investment. And then we go now to the next slide, which is now slide number 31. Slide number 31, Chairperson, we said that we have just also identified a challenge, which is inability to maintain roads as a result of escalation of coal delivery trucks through the town. Here, we are just busy developing the integrated transport plan, which will be in a position to address that. Also, the South African statistics 2001 are divorced from reality to the situation in 2008. Here we have said that now the equitable share should be determined according to the latest growth figure, which could be in terms of the 2007 community survey. Maybe if ever we can be in a position to embark onto that, we will be in a position to be assisted a lot. We have also said that lack of coordination between the Department of Local Government and housing, as well as the municipalities with regard to housing projects, is a very, very serious problem. But we have also said that here it is important, maybe in terms of the cooperative governance, to approach the Department of Local Government and Housing for the establishment of the forum whereby we will be in a position to improve our coordination and communication for housing development. Now, the issue of the spending on the MIG allocation, Jefferson, as I have said, the project management unit has been established with the appointment of the PMU manager that will drive the project and ensure the continuous spending in all allocated capital projects. It has also been identified that other municipalities are also struggling to employ the service of the project management unit manager due to the lack of funds within our own district. Here we have said that the district is to be approached so that a centralized function within the district should be considered in that regard. In conclusion, Jefferson, we can be in a position to say that although Msukaligwa is a low-capacity municipality, it has managed to comply with most of the legislative framework requirement as well as the implementation of GAMEF and GRAP. In terms of cooperative governance, we managed to assist the municipalities in the implementation of the MPRA to other municipalities. There are the municipalities of which we can be in a position to be proud that we did assist, as well as also some various a request has been extended by SALGA to us so that we can be in a position to share the very same implementation of the MPRA to other municipalities, of which we did that, and I think most of the municipalities were assisted in that regard. The municipality is aware that there is still room for improvement on service delivery, as it is the core function of all the municipalities. I thank you, Chairperson.
Right. Thank you. Do you fall under Gert's band?
Yes.
Do you see this gap again? I think there's a big, and you're raising an interesting question. Let's roll back to your challenges.
Yes.
PMUs, that, and of course the fact that there's so much money in investment at a district level. Is it part of what we need to check, Treasury? Is basically because part of the funding to the districts is funding from local municipalities. It's therefore whose money is invested? The money that he's really talking to. Because really, looking at these problems now that we see here in this municipality, when the municipality itself again boasts 10 full-time engineers and other experts is a very big indictment. Big time. Comment, Provincial Treasury? She's asleep. Oh.
Thank you. Thank you, Chairperson. In terms of Msukaligwa municipality, as per the resolution that was taken in Secunda, we came together with the PLG and National Treasury to assist the municipality to actually compile the proper reports regarding the concerns that were raised today. And as Provincial Treasury, we support the presentation made by the municipality, and also regarding the Section 71 reporting, yes, it is a challenge because of the late submission, which is not an excuse. And also, I think we also highlighted the personnel constraints from our side, which is now being dealt with, and it's going to improve vastly from now on going forward, that our municipalities will receive the feedback from now on going forward. Thank you.
In fact, Mr. Malipa did say to me that they had met with Msukaligwa. The only problem is that Msukaligwa said they were not invited to this meeting, and yet a decision was taken in Secunda in their presence. But here they are, we're happy. I mean, looking at the very, very first challenges here, first bullet, attracting and retention of qualified technical artisans, engineers, and yet the other bigger municipality, the big brother, has got this good capacity. But also they raise an interesting issue, which again shows a gap between local government now and them as spheres that ought to be working together very, very closely. Mr. Malek.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I really don't have a lot of problems with the presentation, given the fact that we assisted the municipality with the restructuring thereof, not actually the contents. The contents are okay, but there's one big problem, and I pointed out to the municipal manager and his CFO that I would raise this in support of their efforts to come up with a long-term solution to a problem which I think, if not timely addressed, may come back to haunt us. The issue of cutting water to certain areas, which are, you know, far-flung, and cutting water by means of trucks, for me, it is not sustainable, given the fact that not only is the municipality's fleet dilapidated, as it has already been reported, but we know that the cost of cutting anything, you know, especially by trucks that use diesel, is going up almost every month. So we want, as I said, we should look at finding a long-term solution. And they pointed out that a long-term solution would be a pipe that would actually ensure that water is, you know, moved from a certain point to those areas. But the municipality doesn't have money. And of course, they immediately said they want to come to National Treasury. No, please don't come to us. Go to the district or go to Dwarf. You know, that is why I think they embrace the idea of going to the district. It's not good to hear of a district trying to spend 30 million rand refurbishing its offices when there are populations, when there are communities there that are dependent on water that is cut once a month, once a week, you know, by means of trucks. You know, it's just not on. So I want pressure to be brought to bear on municipality to assist in this regard. We need a pipeline that will facilitate access of water to those communities. That's all I want to say.
Thank you, Chairperson. While I'm quite encouraged by the presentation that the municipality made on service delivery, especially regarding free basic services, I think there are some gaps. The municipality budgeted for 6,500 poor households. Now, and later on raises the issue that the equitable share is not enough. But according to the census 2001 information, what we use in the equitable share formula, we've actually determined that there are 15,289 poor households if we use the 800 rand poverty line. So just to sort of alert the municipality about that fact as well, before claims are made for additional money. And then more specifically on the slide that the municipality presented on the equitable share, how it's split, I think it there was a mention of 51% that towards free basic services. We would just be interested to know how they determine that 51%, because you know, free basic services. In fact, the basic services component of the formula is the largest component, and it should be in excess of 70% of the allocation that's spent on free basic services. That's all. Thanks.
Thanks. I don't have much, but I think that there is this issue that I want to escalate that deals with the issue around, you see, the direct allocations that the Kharsiwan is giving. Because I've consistently seen that there is no collaboration between what has been presented with regards to Kharsiwan in terms of the budget and in terms of what you're receiving. And I'm not sure. I'm trying to say, if we don't find that money into your budget, then the difference of that, it could be a risk, because I don't know what basically happened. But I think that should be a matter that we should address, because I think we must use Kharsiwan as a point of entry, beginning to pull all of these municipalities to start to be understanding, like as you said, Chair, that we gazette this money so that you are in a position to budget. So I'm not sure what is the communication means between the district and yourselves, because if at this point in time you've been promised 19 million and you're only having 13, what happens to that particular gap, and who's managing that particular kind of an amount, and who's basically owning even the assets that have been, you know, created with that particular funding? So I think maybe that should be the issue that we need to look at, obviously looking at Kharsiwan and the local municipalities, because these direct allocations I'm saying is consistently becoming very, you know, different, and once it's different, Kharsiwan is reporting this way and you are reporting this way. So I'm not sure as to, I think we need to reconcile that down the line in terms of also seeing, because there are also indicative figures that have been given. I'm not sure to what an extent are they going to reflect in your budget. But again, we need to just maybe pay attention to that particular process. But also I think the issue of, I realize that you also want to get funding from other sources. You also identify the district. That's good, but I think when I look at your budget in terms of the actual collected, I'm not sure one is not beginning to see how you are also investing your money into certain things that you are supposed to really be doing, apart from identifying other sources to be giving you the money. So I'm saying it is something else that one would want to see, to be saying, if we are collecting 26 million from property rates, to what an extent are we utilizing this funding, and on what? I mean, are we using it on salaries? Are we using it on something else? Because then you can't be saying that you would want to purchase land of 10 million. Are we saying that we don't have those resources apart from the money that we have? Or is there something else that we can advance and begin to say, at least we have 5 million, give us 5 million? Because we let's not also look at the investments of Kharsiwande that much. But I think it's important that as we pull Kharsiwande together with yourselves, it's better to discuss it from that angle. And I think that's the only way to resolve this disjunction. Thanks.
Thanks, Chair. I think we are also encouraged by the presentation. I think what we just now need to do is to go and implement those issues that we said. But the municipality is saying we are now in this situation because of we didn't do 1, 2, 3, 4, and now we want to do things in a right way. So let's go and implement that accordingly. And when we were outside during lunchtime, we agreed now with Kharsiwan that they are going to invite the local municipal managers so that we can look at this issue of engineering and capacity, because it seems it's a norm. And the municipality was saying they would like a situation where the district can come on board. I think we are going to try to deal with that that way, because I think we can make a lot of progress through that arrangement. Thanks.
Long-term solution, water pipe, Sugaliwa. They are at the base of the river.
Yeah, Jefferson, I think it's more than what we are actually touching on in terms of the problems that we looking at between the district and the local authority, which is the WSA. I think if maybe time will allow in the future that we try and look deeper, because the problems, I think, in terms of delivery on the ground are bigger than this, which according to our assessment, they emanate from the WSA status. The issue of the pipeline, I think we, if we can be presented with those information, but out of my knowledge is that Governor Mbeki is one of the municipalities that have received funding from the drought relief, whereby those funds are actually earmarked to do some relief on such instances. But I'm not sure, I'm not quite familiar with the particular incident, but maybe they'll forward it to us. Thank you.
Funny commitment, Vanuko. We want the pipe, Lem Sukaliko. Vincent says his trucks have problems, diesel and other things. And the problem is that sometimes, one day, those people would wake up without water. So we want to firstly put pressure on you now. Uti ningendaba, ye pipe, water pipe, to this municipality and those communities.
Yes, Chairperson, if I'm presented with a particular project, I'll be able to look into it.
Nini?
As soon as possible.
Are we ready? On what day is it today? Monday? Wednesday? Proposal. If I see totally response, tell us. Okay. Response, full time, what. But that issue is not left out of involving the district. Precisely because they've also told us the capacity. It's right here in front of us in terms of black and white. But whilst William is also right, but the issue is really, the district must also really assist this municipality, especially because, as we were told, this is where the river starts, at the base of the river. And so why should people be having problems of water? Questions, comments, clarities?
Yes, no, thank you. I think we can say it's really progress report here. Yes, in general, and I'm talking about also this one, but also other municipalities and other districts. The question is the role of the district municipalities supporting local municipalities. And it's coming out here and coming out every place. And perhaps it's for local government to investigate the whole process, because district municipalities invest millions of rand. Now, if you take, where is the money coming from? Money is coming from levies, or the replacement of the levies. And money is allocated for low capacity municipalities, and is going to the district website to assist municipalities. And then you find out that district municipalities operational expenditure is 50 to 60% of the budget on salaries. But here we got the district municipalities with the work what they done with 10 qualified engineers, but the municipalities complain they haven't good capacity. Now, what is that people doing? Where are they allocated to?
You remember they even said for each municipality there's an engineer. And so this is why I was saying this team must go back to establish exactly these things. Because we've got it on record here. Now we've got to go not only from Sukaliwa, for each municipality, and exactly the issue you are raising, and therefore what is it that they are doing. For each municipality, this assistance is critical. Proceed.
Chair, and go further on to say that district municipalities, and I was involved with them in the earlier years, but district municipalities invest a lot in their own buildings, offices. Really, millions and millions of rand. And if we're going into the figures, we can find, I can show proof you, that some district municipalities have better offices as premiers. But the money is not getting to those who were supposed to. If you go into what is the district municipality's objects, what they must do is to assist municipalities, total, train them, everything. But they build their own empire. I'm saying stated, unless I'm proved wrong with you. They build a type of empire. And I'm honest to say that. That 70% of district municipalities build empire for themselves. I'm telling you. and the money is not getting to the municipalities. They sit with the engineers, they can pay them more. They sit with better staff, they can pay them more. If an official is performing in the municipality, he's drawn to the district municipality. And they can tell me I'm wrong. If a person performs in a district, in a municipality chair, and there's a vacancy in the district municipality, is drawn to the district municipality. They get better benefits there, is to the municipality. And I think that the local government must look into the thing, to really, and this committee, that we must sit down and say, where is the problem in regarding the process? Because in every meeting or every place where we are, as they say, we find out there's a big gap between the district municipalities and the municipality. And then the local government is also standing aside somewhere between them. Thank you.
The chair, thanks. Surely one would discuss in depth way back at home, so I won't raise many issues here. It's my home, chair, not only my constituency. Yes.
With due respect.
Oh, yeah. No.
It would also be useful just to get some reports of interaction, because we do want to see some of these things moving forward, okay? This thing that we've talked about of the water and other things, engagement with, you see, we've got a way of compiling some small teams. We've got to find a way of ensuring, for instance, if you remember, between Mr. Robertson and Sokoni in the Eastern Cape. So we've got to find a way even here, because finally these matters are resolved. But it's a good one that this one is your specific constituency.
Sure. But Chair, I just want to raise two small issues. The first one is, I think our colleagues will assist us making sure that the scarcity or the absence of water provision is not occasioned by lack of maintenance or management. We must make sure of it, about that one. Then secondly, Chair, and this one will involve Dwarf as well. There is an issue of, to my observation, an issue of security for the water sources. See, two of the municipalities here, Msukaligwa, around the areas of Lotes, Lindile, and Mpuluzi, Albert Lithuli. It seems to me there is illegal damming of this river upstream. Now, Dwarf maybe can assist us in checking it in terms of the Water Act. Is this permissible? Because then the damming now distorts the flow of the river, and therefore the schemes that are built downstream do not receive water, and therefore that becomes a problem. Thanks, Chair.
You see, Dwarf must also be part of these interactions, especially in respect of areas that have to deal with. You remember we said National Treasury, DPLG, provincial, local, it would be nice places like your Albert and all the other areas, because part of what we want to see resolved as speedily as possible are all these issues that relate to water services themselves, so that you are also not left out in the interactions, please, as and when meetings are held, if and when you've got to be part of those, because part of the bigger problem is this issue in the rural areas now of water tanks, etc., but also issues of sanitation. We've already seen in some discussions backlogs on sanitation, etc. How do we start dealing with those matters? There's this matter that somebody raised of the 51%. Look, the money that we have in the kitty, all of it, is about service delivery. Own revenue, equitable share, conditional grant, all of that is about those things. And the law again is clear that a municipality has a responsibility to provide equitable
basic services.
And this is why I was saying earlier, in reviewing together with the communities, because you must also review these services that you give to communities with the view of giving a better service than the previous year or two or three. And so clearly, all of these matters must talk to each other. Okay? Now, I think what we're seeing here is that at least Msukaligwa has shown a more visible commitment in terms of the engagement. But we want to persuade you to continue again with this engagement with all of these stakeholders, okay? Because critically is to address all of these things. Where there's funding locked up, this engagement must unlock that funding so that you are able to get this funding. There's a whole range of things that you've addressed. You've also raised some nice solutions in respect of the district, of the local government, provincial treasury, national treasury, DPLG. Continue with this engagement. I'm sure we'll see a better report next time. Your last word, Mayor. Oh, before that, Mayor, before your last word, Mr. Madam Kunu Sokoni, and then Mr. Malipa.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. On slide 30, second bullet, there is a statement, the fleet is in a dilapidated condition. But then on slide 11, according to MTF, the budget is down. I wonder why it should be up, in fact, taking into consideration that the cars depreciate almost every 3 years. And they need to be budgeted for in a 3-year cycle. Perhaps we could get an explanation on that. Thank you.
So good.
As long as Chairperson, I think that I missed some of the input, Chairperson, and you are appreciating the for engagement. I'm not sure if you're doing the same for the expenditure, for the actual expenditure now, for what it has got, let alone what it has not got, is trying to...
No, Kalukzulu, this is what we are saying.
Yes.
Okay, the issue here is that there is engagement is going to proceed, because it's about those things. This is why we are saying, for instance, if you look at capacity constraints, attracting and retention of qualified artisans, engineers, etc. E district Yabo says it has 10 engineers. And these are things that we're saying. This engagement must go back and deal with those things of spending, of capacity, and so on and so on. What we were saying for now in respect of engagement from the last time up to now. But then there are still as issues then that are like the issue that you're talking about, spending, etc., etc., etc. This engagement is still going to continue to come back and address other issues. There is capacity in the district, broadly speaking, and this we started with the Gertsiband and some of the municipalities, Albert Luthuli, and so on, because we are seeing a gap at the level of spending, municipality by municipality, and yet there is this capacity to spend in terms of the personnel. That department, for that district has about 29 positions, and 20 of the 29 have been filled. That's the district. Again, it does not speak to these problems that these local municipalities have. That this is what we're saying. And so we've really picked up the issue that you are raising in terms of spending and so on and so on. But what we're saying is this engagement is going to continue with GPLG, National Treasury, with District Municipality, Dwarf, and everybody else, again, to capacitate not only this one, the Albert Luthuli, etc., etc. Proceed, Akeba.
Now, I'm not sure, Chair, because I hope that that engagement would include, for instance, the resources that National Treasury gives to municipalities to say that build capacity around this. It gives them readily what they call, but they are not being what they call the spend. I think that, I mean, for me,
it's a worry. But then maybe I should not, what you call, proceed with the further questions. Because the other question that one may raise, especially that the provincial treasury is here, is the fact that the monies that are owed by a provincial department, it looks like there's always also engagement, but they have not been recouped, those monies. Maybe that as well needs to be attended to. Ah, but it's okay, Chairperson. I'm a bit disadvantaged because what I see here is vis-a-vis what your ruling is, kind of constrained. Oh, it's fine, sir. No, okay. We'll see next time, okay.
In terms of the engagement that we are talking about, I want us to leave maybe this meeting. I propose that we leave this meeting with a commitment in terms of how soon we can have a meeting between these municipalities, the district, Dwarf, provincial treasury, and ourselves. Because if we can have a meeting and we get some commitment, say from the district, we'll be able to ensure that that commitment, maybe in the terms of funding, is reflected in their 07, and their 08, 09 budget, which will be, you know, adopted, hopefully, before the end of this month. So we need to move at great speed to ensure that this meeting does take place. As government, we are very good at meeting and talking and talking, and very, very not so good at, you know, follow through. I'm very, very worried about this water problem in those areas, especially since my uncle comes from there. I'm joking about that one. But I think it's an issue that needs to be... Yeah, for sure. We really need to move. And I propose that the provincial treasury take lead in this regard, that we meet within the next 2 weeks.
Correct. That's the ruling proper. That's the ruling proper. Precisely because, you remember, we've raised issues of guaranteeing some of the money. And so all of those things must be clearly in the municipality budget as early as possible, so that there's certainty. But all of the issues that must be resolved also are readily, resolved as speedily as possible. So that if, for instance, you find some problems with the district municipality, if it means calling an urgent meeting amongst ourselves for the pressure you are talking about on the municipality, and therefore the proposal, Albert Luthuli, to Dwarf, the proposal, Msukaligwa, to Dwarf as speedily as tomorrow, to Dwarf, so that Dwarf must immediately facilitate all of this, and so that part of what you need to do, for instance, is what would be the allocation then for the pipe, and therefore issues of tenders, etc., as well as now, okay? So that you also are clear in terms of whether the allocation is adequate, because you don't want to make a request for instance for 10 million, and then Dwarf gives you only 2 million. And so those are some of the things that must be taken care of as speedily as possible, okay? Now, I was then saying, Mr. Mayor, your own last word.
Thank you, Chairperson. We would like to thank the committee for affording us this experience, and we commit ourselves to going back and work in a collaborated way with the district and other departments. Thank you very much.
Okay. The biggest one. The biggest one. Amalahle. Madam Mayor.
which is right in the moment.
Thank you very much, Chairperson, members of the...
By the way, let me just say we have verified that budget was sent to National Treasury, approved budget by this municipality, and so on. And so they are on the clear now, and this is why they're talking to us officially. They nearly did not speak to us if the mayor was not agitated. Proceed, madam. Also save them. Don't worry about that one. But proceed, madam.
No, thanks very much for saving us. But surely we're not going to allow that we leave without making a presentation, because we're working on the mandate given to us on the 18th to the 20th of March. Let me also thank the honourable members of the committee, officials from the respective departments, provincial and national treasurer and DPLG, and officials from the parliament. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to allow the municipal manager, Mr. Mangisi Langa, as well as Willem Vogt, to do a presentation. Mr. Willem Vogt is our Chief Financial Officer. Thank you very much. I'm going to allow the municipal manager to do the presentation.
But this delegation seem to be dominated by men. But proceed.
Thanks very much, Honorable Executive Mayor, Chairperson, and members, for allowing us to make this short presentation. Earlier on, Chair, you have requested that we should spare you the time of going through a number of issues, rather go to the budget challenges and probably conclude. I intend to do that, Chairperson. In doing so, Chairperson, I just want to highlight that the municipality has had a very rapid growth, where we moved from a population of 276,000 people to 435 in a period of 6 years. That has brought its own challenges. On page 6 of our... if we move to page 6 of our presentation, that is where one would want to start as I deal with the budget. Our operational budget is 713 million, and our capital budget for 2007-2008 being 245 million, the total being 958. What we have done is to break it down at the next slide, where we're indicating that remuneration is about 225 million, which is about 32%, which of course is in line with the norm of between 25 to 35%, and the general expenses of 41%, etc. The capital budget of 245 million is made up of as follows. We are within the Nkangala District Municipality. Therefore, the Nkangala District Municipality for the 2007-2008 allocated 28.2 million to us, and we got 36.7 for MIG, MSIG 750, DME initially they had gazetted 1.5, but it was later reduced to, when the actual transfer was done, it was reduced to 1.152. We took external loans of approximately 125, and contribution out of our own income of 50.6, and donations of 2.5 million. That gives the total of 244. Now, we have split that capital budget into water, which gets 75.2, which translates to about 31%. Of course, that was mainly due to the fact that we wanted to meet our the Millennium Goals for water for 2008. Sanitation, 32 million, roads and stormwater, 63.4, vehicles, electricity, etc. Chair, it may be important for me to indicate at this point that in terms of the community survey that was done by State South Africa for 2007, the municipality currently stands at a backlog of 1,900 households that do not have access to water. And we believe that we should be able to eradicate that backlog by the end of this financial year, by the end of the 2008-2009 financial year.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of sanitation, we still have a challenge there in that the backlog is about 29,000. Indeed, indications are that we will not be able to eradicate that backlog because of the kind of challenges we are having around sanitation. The kind of challenges include the provision of sanitation to farm dwellers, the way we are having a little bit of challenge in terms of access to the farm. In terms of electricity, we do have challenges there. We are currently standing at a backlog of 42,000 households that do not have access to electricity, and that is indeed a serious challenge. Chairperson, in terms of compliance, I'm not going to talk to that. We are complying in terms of the necessary sections of the MFMA. Also to highlight, Chair, that in terms of what Provincial Treasury indicated earlier on, we were submitting our reports through to National Treasury as we were not yet delegated to the province. But that matter has since been addressed. On page 10 of our slides, where we're indicating some of the issues there that deals with the fact that for the past 6 years, from 2001 until 2007, we've had unqualified Auditor General's reports. We have been submitting annual reports in terms of the legislation, etc., etc. On page 11, Chair, I'm speaking now to the conditional grants, the performance of the municipality in terms of conditional grants. The under MIC 206-207, money spent is 73%. Let me hasten, Chair, to indicate that one of the reasons there is that 9 million still available is merely of the fact that we're busy with our water treatment plant. It is a 4-year project that we're busy with. So that is money that is used for the upgrading of that treatment plant. The finance management grant, we had a balance of 146,000 at the end of April, which stands at 71%. And that, coupled with the next slide, where we're indicating for the 2007-08, that totals to approximately 1.5 million. We're using that for procedure manuals, and we've already appointed firms to assist us with that. MSIG, the 84,000 that is still remaining there, standing at 89%. The DME, 200,000, it is a saving in that project. That project has already completed itself. The DME has already also audited it, and that project has now since closed. For 2007-2008 MIG, we got 36.7. We have spent 16.6, and we amount still available there is 20 million, and we're standing at 45%. Chair, I need to indicate that the reason there was this less expenditure here is that for the better part of last year, there has been some form of dispute between ourselves and DWARF and DPLG, in that according to DPLG, it said that we had committed and all projects are approved, and DWARF specifically for 4 treatment works indicated that they have not approved the technical reports. It was until in October when we had the meeting with the province and DPLG and DWARF, where we and the Honorable Executive Mayor then approved that we actually leave those projects where there is a dispute, and we carried on with other approved projects, and that's why the expenditure has since improved in that regard.
I've already spoken to the finance management grant. The DME, we have completed that project. The MSIG, we're standing at 87%, and we should be done by the end of the financial year. Chair, and of course, under MSIG, as much as we've progressed very well, we also had a challenge in that DPLG had not approved the plans that we had submitted to them until to a point where we said we wrote to DPLG and confirmed that we're not receiving the the approval or disapproval of the plans that we submitted, we're going to proceed as if they were approved. And indeed, we have since proceeded. Thanks, Chair. I think in terms of the extent of to which service delivery is happening, 98% of our community is indeed having access to water. And of course, the challenges that we're having around there is more around on the quality of water. And that is why there is a huge expenditure in and around the water treatment works to make sure that at least what comes out there is indeed what we require. We also have a challenge around water losses, and that is why continuously every year we set aside money to actually deal with leaking pipes and then installing meters, etc. We have since approved a 40 million project because we identified that a lot of water was lost in the Orchis, in the Emalahleni Orchis pipeline where we supply water through that line. We're losing a lot of water and we are replacing that water. We also having this challenge that we are currently exceeding our permit in terms of the water that we must draw from the Emalahleni dam. And that has resulted in that we're busy with investigations to see whether we can recycle additional mine water or reclaim mine water. We're currently getting 20 megaliters a day from one project from the mine, and we would want to increase that to at least 60 megaliters a day. And then that is indeed a challenge. In terms of electricity, approximately 60% of our communities is indeed having direct access to electricity, and as I indicated, that we've got a backlog of 42,000 households that are not getting. We're finding that illegal connections are a serious challenge, and this is as a result of the growing numbers of informal settlements in and around Emalahleni. Of course, we have already applied to ESCOM, they've given us the quotation for increasing the notified maximum demand. Roads, 99%, and we just having a challenge with the recent rains in terms of damages to the roads. Refuse removal, we are providing refuse removal once a week to all residents, of course with the exclusion of those that are in the farm. Sanitation, 72%, we're still having a challenge there in terms of sanitation, and of course the fact that our treatment plants are currently almost all of them at full capacity, and that then creates a situation where we're not able to discharge a good quality effluent into the rivers. We are working on that matter. We've since also commissioned an investigation that has indicated that we need to at least have capacity of 150 megaliters per day of sanitation. And indeed, we have already in the current and next financial year, we'll be spending close to 40 million in upgrading one of our plants. In terms of the constraints, Chair, as I continue with the challenges, as a municipality, we will need, at least in the next 5 years, to deal with most of these challenges. For both water and sanitation, we estimate that we need approximately 5 billion rand. And this is mainly to make sure that all the old steel pipes
that are there. Emalahleni as a city has been there for 100 years. So all the old pipes, both for sanitation and water, would need to be replaced. We are doing that, but the pace at which we are doing it is not sufficient. And of course, the fact that the community, the population has grown this much in a very short span of time requires that indeed, at least if possible, we fast track that. We do have a challenge around human capacity, where when a qualified employee is appointed, doesn't stay long, he leaves. We are in the process of developing a retention strategy. Indeed, the infrastructure capacity that I've already mentioned, the rapid growth is creating a little bit of a challenge for us. Chair, the as I go on page 16, I think another challenge that I have not indicated is the issue that deals with project management. And we want to commend DPLG that on Wednesday we have been informed that we are also receiving assistance through the Sienza Manje project, and that we believe is going to assist us immensely in terms of the project management skills that we need. Chair, as I conclude, would also want to indicate that the availability of land for residential purposes remains a challenge. A larger portion of Emalahleni has indeed been claimed. However, as a municipality, we have set aside money. The current financial year, we have signed offers to purchase land, and we should be finalizing those, buying land of at least 150 hectares. The Department of Local Government in the province has also bought us 85 hectares in and around Dubai, and that's where we are hoping to settle in the main people that come from, that are evicted from farms. We are a high capacity municipality, and indeed we are already implementing your GAMAP grant in terms of the new accounting processes, and all the issues that were exempted from implementing, we are working hard on to make sure that we do implement. Indeed, we will be implementing the Property Rights Act from the 1st of July 2009. Chairperson, thanks very much. I've not covered quite a lot of issues, but I looked at what the fair question has to look at.
You see, one of the fundamental reasons for this engagement is to be much more proactive. Because we don't want to come in when the municipality has fallen flat. And this is why, for instance, when in your own conclusion, when you're saying you're a high capacity, we don't want you to go down then. Rather, you must go from strength to strength until, if possible, you become a metro. So these interactions really are about that. So that finally, it would be horrible for us to come to yourself only when there are serious, serious problems. And therefore, there's a Section 100, there's a Section 139 that's coming. And this is why the team is forever here, National Treasury, DPLG, so that all of us are saying, what is it that we're doing? What is it that we're picking up as early as now? So that all of these things are done as early as possible. There is a matter that we've got to resolve. But of course, we shall have to hear what DPLG and DWAF are saying about that dispute. Because my own interest is then the implications for those disputes that remain unresolved. But then on the one hand, we also hear that the mayor then decides to say, no, if there are still disputes here, well, proceed with other things. I think it's not the best approach. Rather, let's find solutions as speedily as possible. And I think this is why the Intergovernmental Relations Framework Act is available. Because we cannot have a dispute as if we don't have an interest in development, all of us. Because clearly this issue of development is what unites all of us, basically. And therefore we've got to resolve these matters. We cannot behave as if we are belligerents, we're in some war. And so, because there is this war, we are all of us intransigent and arrogant, etc., and therefore compromise service delivery. I was reading something the other day that say, in fact, we had a discussion, I think, a year or two ago, when we were saying we do not want to legislate on the basis of egos of individuals. Let's have our own egos, but the egos must not compromise what we've got to do, all of us, so that service delivery to communities is not compromised. Provincial Treasury?
Thank you, Chairperson. With regard to Emalahleni, we interacted with the municipality on the preparation of this for this meeting. However, we are not afforded the opportunity to look at the presentation beforehand. And looking at the presentation as was presented by the municipal manager, we actually fully concur with the part of their budget, because the information we've received thus far from the municipality is to talk to what they presented today. Yes, that's all.
And Treasury?
Yeah, I've just been informed by my colleagues that actually the submission of the documents that were given to me this morning by Emalahleni municipality were a blessing in disguise, because out of this document we have the annual report for 06-07, and in this annual report it is indicated that as at 30th June 2006 the municipality had a surplus of 2.28 billion rand, which was then turned into an accumulated surplus of 2.2 billion rand as at 30th June 2007. Surely the municipality is awash with money, and yet they continue to borrow. Doesn't make sense, does it? It really doesn't make sense. Why are they keeping that surplus? Why are they borrowing yet they have so much money in their coffers? That begs for an answer. And of course, there's another question that I wanted to ask, but my colleague from Provincial Treasury, Vincent, please don't ask that question. I suppose it's because the question, the problem has already been resolved. Why does the municipality close its offices at 1 if it still does that on Friday? Why do they have long weekends?
I'll check in that one.
Yes, every weekend is a long weekend. Maybe it's no longer the case, I don't know. But I didn't ask the question because my provincial treasury colleague says that I should not ask it. I'm merely saying what I should not have said, according to.
I'll ask the question.
You indicate about the issue of the message and letters that has been written, and it's about you remember in the meeting in Mtugali, in Khatsivande, I had a discussion with you about the concerns I had with regards to the expenditure that we know. What you're presenting there, I don't know. We don't know as a department. What we know is that you only spend 2.5% of that particular amount of money that we've allocated. And I said to you, one of the key things is that you might be treating the reporting as part of Section 71 and sending it to provincial treasurer or whoever that you're sending it to, because we don't receive those reports, and that's what I discussed with. And these letters probably are letters that went to the Department of Provincial, I mean, the local department. And I remember I discussed with you to say, if there are those letters, let me get them, let me see, because you might be sending them to the provincial department. And the provincial department has never passed anything to us. As hence, we are the transferring officer, you are the receiving office. And I said that the way to resolve it, by that time I said, if those reports have been sent, please redirect them to us, because they are not supposed to be sitting with the local government, because the relationship and the contract is between us and yourself as a receiving office. So I still believe that there is an opportunity for you to really be in a position to divert those particular letters to us, because we haven't seen those particular letters. We always respond to these letters, and we have not received those particular letters. If you send them to the province, like as we discussed last time, I'm saying there's still an opportunity. But one other point that I wanted to make, much as you have presented the expenditure there, you see, for 20607, there's still 84,000 rand. And it's not telling us as to, maybe in the reports that you're going to send me, they will be indicating as to what that 84,000, what that balance has been used for. Because we need to close the books. You'll agree with me that the 20607, we need to close it. We can't leave it to be 84,000 rand that we'll keep on talking about it. But what is it doing if that's the case? Again, there is about, you know, for the 750 that we transferred now, you're telling me there is about 87%. I'm saying I don't even know that you are at that particular level. The point I'm making is that with those reports, down the line, I'm saying, let's find out, like as I discussed with you, to be said, check with us, because you've been sending that to Spongil or somebody in the local government. So I'm saying we have not received those particular letters, and I think it is under that particular kind of pretext. So I'm saying, let's resolve that from an angle of saying, if surely you would have those copies, you can really redirect them personally to me, and then we can look at that in terms of being able to rectify that, because there's no letter that we received. And I remember this discussed, Chair, to be saying, I'm concerned about your expenditure, and they indicated that, no, we've been sending, but to who? And then said, no, to the province. And I said, okay, that's where the problem is.
Oh, thanks, Chair. When the presenter was presenting, I was shaking my head, because I don't think there was the presenter was more on the economic side on the truth with regard to expenditure of MIG and the reasons for underspending. And at some point we had to, you know, make the conclusion ourselves that apparently doesn't seem the municipality really appreciate MIG, because they have a lot of money. We invite them to a meeting where we talking about accountability. Funds are about to be stopped and the MM doesn't pitch up. And we are so frustrated with this municipality. I can register that. Now, the presenter also said the under expenditure is because at some point it was because of multi-year projects. I don't think there's truth on that, Chair. Because as I'm talking now, there is already 160 million over the next 3 years. Now, you can't say I'm saving this money because this project is a multi-year. Next year, how am I going to pay for this project? There's another allocation next year. And the other, and the third year, there's money allocated to the municipality. And the presenter also indicated that the under-expenditure is also related to approval of projects by DPLG and DWARF. Chair, this is one municipality that really frustrates us. Where we sit, we were told that the new council came in and did away with the projects that were on the pipeline and said we want to start with our projects. And we were asking, why do you do that? These ones that we registered, should we throw them away? Were they not done in consultation with communities? This is one thing that frustrates us. And I'm saying, I think this municipality will definitely have to sit down and try to look at how the MIG is going to be performed going forward, because we have serious challenges. Now, the municipality, by end of March, they spend only 53%. At that time, we had more than 10 municipalities in Mpumalanga that spent 100%. So I don't think DPLG only hates Emalahleni. And I think there are serious challenges with regard to MIG. and the issues around capacity. I think the municipality has got money to get capacity that they want, and they are not doing anything with regard to that. And that's a serious challenge here.
Dwafi, you are part of the dispute.
Chairperson, I'm not sure whether you're talking of the Dwafi, the short one, or... Yeah. Chairperson, I'm looking at a report here also from the DORA, from National Treasury, which clearly indicates that the MIC expenditure by end of December was sitting, at 24.9%, which clearly by now, yes, we're looking around 50%. I am informed about the dispute of project, and I have said, because I've got the whole list of projects in front of me, I've just asked the office to send them through. And we've just spoken with the municipal manager that they'll forward those names to me so that I can compare with the project list that I have in front of me. The other issue then, which maybe I think it seemed to be not clear, is the issue of the budgeting in terms of O&M. If you look at the infrastructure the municipality has, and normally you will budget 20% when you're putting a project, it will be 20% of that project must go for O&M. And if I look there, I'm not sure, but I was looking around 5.6 as some money that I'm not sure that goes directly to O&M. And if you look at the infrastructure of Emalahleni, it requires maybe 20 times than what I've seen in the budget. I'll just leave it at that for now.
Comments, questions, clarities, Mr. Robertson Sogoni? The mic?
Since a lot of it, now they mention houses built 1,773. But the strange thing is, Chair, and the backlogs for houses, they've got none. And surely there must be a backlog. And then, Chair, on basic sanitation and refuse removal, achievements, they've got nothing. And then on backlog for sanitation, they've got 15,046, and refuse removal, 5,500. If I could explain that, please, Chair. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. The Treasury asked about the diplomat asked about the surplus of 2 billion. But I there's a cousin to that question that I want to know. Your investment, they have not shown how much is your investment. It's not reflected here in the report. That's one. Two. The on page 6, the operational budget is 74% and capital budget 25%. I'm just looking at this amount of the capital budget. Is it because you don't have much? There's not a lot of capital needs. Because this 25% of the budget, I think that is too low, you know, to be diplomatic, Mr. Male. I mean, ideally, would want to see a situation where clearly the capital budget is upped. But the other question, Chair, is related to MIG. I thought that the people from DPLG would raise this. MIG for 2006-2007, where is this now? Was 34 million? Yes. Yeah. It was 34 million, 22 million was spent. Maybe roughly 9-10 million was not spent. Then the for 2007-2008 is 36 million. Now I'm not just looking at the expenditure, Chair, which is 45%. The question that I would like to understand is, of this 36%, does that include your what was outstanding last year, in 2007-2008? But that's a general comment, Chair. Maybe I should not be putting it now, but the question, a comment that has come from many municipalities, as we know that is a province of coal. The issue of the roads infrastructure being over-utilized by the trucks there that carry your coal to and fro, and without them playing any role, any kind of role. I think that maybe the Provincial Transport Department would need us to tell us if there's a plan to deal with this kind of situation. But if the municipalities have a plan, it would be interesting to know if there are any discussions between your companies that have got these trucks that utilize these roads and the local watercolor authorities, of course. Thank you, Chairperson.
All right, let me then say the following. Clearly there is a problem. And that problem starts from the capital budget versus the operational budget. And so we will again instruct our team to go and work together with yourselves. Because part of the bigger question here is, what then in the operational budget is the percentage of salaries in the operational budget? Something that they must go and look at in the context of the broader budget. Okay? So that you don't have a situation where, for instance, salaries would then outstrip the capital budget. And therefore the question would be, what are you paying these people to do in that context? Especially in respect of the kinds of challenges the manager was raising. Infrastructure, maintenance, et cetera, and so on. So, National Treasury, DPLG, Provincial Treasury, the credibility, therefore, of that budget. These issues that we are talking about, the percentage of salaries in respect of this, especially in the operational budget, is critical. Number two, this one is a big one. It's a serious one. If a new council comes in, I'm not sure whether you then did a resolution that had to nullify the previous resolution. Because projects must be in an IDP. And so an IDP is a law at that time. And therefore, whether we're told that the new council had to go back to communities and redo IDPs, for instance, to take off projects that way. I think it's a very serious matter. We do want to plead with you, Mayor, to appreciate the MIG. But if you don't want it, say so in writing so that we take it away from you. It's not a big deal. We can take it away from you. Especially because you're a high-capacity municipality. I'm going to raise this in line with what Mr. Malipa was saying in respect of the surplus and the borrowing power. Now, look, we do want to appeal to you, especially the high capacity municipalities, to be able to handle your money such that it's handled efficiently, effectively, and economically, such that you are able, therefore, to do your service delivery in the context of your own revenue base, if you like.
And in so doing, also ensuring that you can also use your borrowing power such that we are better able to unlock resources from Sukaligwa in the context of national resources. But now, the issue that then becomes a contradiction, you've got a surplus, you're also running to the market. That would really negate, therefore, the surplus. That's the issue there, really. The bottom line is we do want to see finally a situation where, and this is why you've got the borrowing power, especially those that are better able to borrow, so that then the allocations that are received from national departments could be then unlocked, otherwise increasing the equitable share to the very, very poor municipalities, increasing the conditional outcomes to the very, very, very poor. But the bottom line is, what is also critical then in terms of the surplus here? You say in your input you need 5 billion. Already more, half of that is already covered in terms of the surplus. And so clearly it's a matter that you can deal with, I think, internally. But I think let's allow yourselves and the team just to go back to all of the budgets, to look at all of these issues, whether there is in fact a surplus, and so on and so on. And for maybe part of what you need to do then, going forward, what is then the plan to address the issue of the surplus? You are raising an issue of old 100-year pipes from then. And therefore, how would you then put in PVC and other things that would ensure that your water is properly purified? So I'm just saying, can we then go back again, this team, look at the whole. You really have money. The credibility of the budget is not a big problem in the sustainability. But let's just look at how credible the budget is, and show that everything fits in accordingly, so that you are better able to do the things that you've got to do. And I was also worried when you said you were given somebody from Sienza, when you high capacity, really. That person is needed again at Sukaligwa. We might want to, in our own engagement, as you engage with these structures, you might also see that you don't even need this person. You might donate that person to Msuka, to Albert, etc., etc. I'm saying, let's do all of these things that would really enhance our own performances. But again, the Systems Act is instructive on the fact that the MM, in creating your staff establishment, must be economic, must be efficient, so that you don't want to have such people that are not adding value to the establishment. Let's also appeal then to the speedy resolutions of the disputes. The reports therefore that are needed. Because part of the problem, MM, here is that it's a violation of the law. However powerful you might be as a municipality, high capacity, bottom line is that the law is applied equally to everybody. And so violating the law is a very serious crime. Please, let us have the report, precisely because they also inform us in terms of what must be done. So that as we move forward, we must then be able to deal with kinds of problems. But what is interesting, having listened to some of the inputs, and this is the observation we made when we were in Sekunda, there seems to be some, I'm not sure whether it's some natural endowment, maybe, I'm not sure. Municipalities under Nkangala seem to be better off than those that are at other districts, Hertzband, etc., etc. That's the kind of general observation we did. And so we do want to appeal to the mayor, to the MM, just to ensure that all of these things are done appropriately, so that finally, your people get the best in terms of service delivery. Your last word, madam. The more question of investment, this is why I'm saying they must go back to the
People with this huge surplus surely would have that. That's why we're saying they must go and look at all of those things. Because part of the bigger problem for me and all of us is the morality. The morality of these issues in the context of the challenges they are facing. Well, someone wants to know how much do you have invested? MM. This is a normal question. Candy.
Thanks, Chair. The end of June 2007 was 187 million, of which after creditors was only 30 million rand. That was that. Maybe the analysis of the financial statement in this time will basically assist.
No, thanks very much, Chair. The person, I must say that was assisting us in terms of the interaction with yourself. Surely, if there is any letter that was written to either DPLG indicating that the new council that came into authority said the projects that are already passed could no longer be considered, I'm sure that will be a serious mistake. But I'm sure as we're going to be meeting with the committee, some of the challenges, or if there is any communication breakdown that seem to be coming up, we definitely have to resolve that. I must say we are very grateful that we have met today, and surely we are ready to take up responsibilities that we are charged with and be able to correct the situations where we have had challenges. And the issue of the capital budget as well as the operational budget in terms of the percentages, I think I raised that with the municipal manager to say there seem to be a serious challenge in how we project ourselves. So I'm sure it's an issue that we also have to go back and look into, because it was not quite satisfactorily that a percentage in terms of operational budget is too high than that of the capital budget, whereas one to be sure that we're able to deliver services to our communities. So I'm sure as we meet with the committee, we'll then be assisted and be able to surely look at strategies on how to bring that situation into a bit of a normal situation, because we have raised it, I also raised it at a political level as a serious challenge, because as I go to communities with a team of councillors, we would want to speak about service delivery. And in terms of the salaries, of course, we're within the norm. It's plus minus 32%. It's 31, but yeah, we are within the norm in terms of those salaries, and we have presented it to communities. They are quite aware of what we're paying, but we'll definitely look at how we convert some of the funds into capital budget. Thank you very much, and thanks for the opportunity given to ourselves.
Let me then make my
I just need some clarity on two figures. We've just been notified now that as at the end of June 2007, the investment was 187 million. The figures they gave us last time when we were up in Secunda, as at the end of June 2007, was 156.3. Thank you, Chair.
Any clarity on that one?
Thanks. I cannot remember that we did submit the investments, but we take it out of the financial statements and the annual report that was audited, 187 million. Investments, they call, and cash on hand.
Okay, that's fine. We will just follow that through again in terms of the issues that we're raising, so that it must be corrected. Is there any matter of life and death?
No.
All right. Let me just make one last appeal to the mayors and managers that are here. Okay, can we also ensure that we focus seriously and draft on this water purification and testing thing? Because it should not catch us unawares in a manner that we've seen in one district in the Eastern Cape. I think on an ongoing basis, let's find a way of ensuring that especially this water is good quality water. Not only water, every service that we provide is good quality service to the communities. And surely, if we do that, communities and everybody else are going to be paying for services. But as long as we provide poor services, surely, I myself would not even dare to pay. But I'm just pleading to the municipalities that are here that at least we do a serious, because part of the problem is that we're also dealing with a constitutional obligation and even the law. Clearly, if we therefore fail in ensuring that especially the constitutional imperatives are not dealt with, then surely we are depriving our communities big time. But we then are hoping to see better results in terms of the issues we've discussed in future in respect of the... But also we do want to urge you again to share some of these experiences with some of the municipalities that have not appeared before us. So that as you get better, they must also get better at your own level of your provincial salga, etc., etc. It would be nice just to have a better picture from these interactions. And of course, we do want to urge our national and provincial departments to continue, because we all together in this, all together. It's not about finding fault. It's about finding solutions. Finally, all of us finding solutions to all of these problems. Mr. Sobon?
I suppose this is the last municipality. There is an anomaly that was raised earlier with regard to, I hope, Toss is listening, with regard to Garcibane, an arrangement that is not a water authority, but that service is being done at a local level and between Dwarf. Maybe something that Dwarf and that district needs to look at as well, because sometimes there are certain requirements that the district is supposed to perform, but if it is not a worker, if it is excluded from that responsibility, maybe it can create some challenges as well. I would ask that maybe Dwarf and them should look at that.
And let's not say it's an anomaly, it's the law that designate some assignments. But then the problem is that let's also not fall into the trap of following some wrong examples in some areas. There are some wrong examples in some areas. All what we need to be doing here is the law is clear, the assignments are clear, they must firmed up through action. Dwarf, DPLG, and everybody else must therefore ensure that there is no expediency in dealing with this thing. The law must be applied and applied firmly. We want to thank then everybody for your good inputs and your own engagement with these things. Tomorrow morning we will be dealing with the provincial treasury's now fourth quarter expenditure pieces. V227, somewhere in the corners. Mr. Potter knows those corners. Those are our corners. Mrops, do you know those corners? V227, those are our corners. Nobody knows those corners better than we. And so if you want to know those corners, talk to the three of us. 1, 2, 3. We'll show you. Thank you very much, mayors and MMs, and wish you well. Don't drink and drive. National Treasury.